So now we're going to move into our first presentation by Karina Castillo from the CLIO Institute. Karina is the CLIO Institute's program manager. She has a Bachelor of Science degree in Meteorology and Applied Mathematics from the University of Miami and a Master's of Professional Science in Weather, Climate, and Society from the Rosenthal School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Miami. She's born in New Orleans, but considers herself a native of Miami since that's where she has spent most of her time. She's worked for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and for the Miami-Dade County Office of Emergency Management. While with the county, Castillo created and developed a natural hazards database that analyzed the frequency and intensity of natural hazards occurrences in Miami-Dade from 1950 to 2010, and she joined the CLIO Institute in August of 2010. So with that, Karina, I will turn it over to you. Karina, your line may be on mute, so you want to make sure your phone's unmuted.
I'm sorry about that. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Karina Castillo, and as Anna said, I am the Programs Manager for the CLIO Institute, and we are a small nonprofit located in Pinecrest, Florida, which is a suburb of Miami. And it's a very small nonprofit, and we focus on amplifying civic engagement on environmental issues. And at the CLIO Institute, we really decided that climate change was the defining environmental issue of our time. And so we designed and created the CLIO Project on Climate with the main objective of bridging the divide between science and society. And what we consider the CLIO Project on Climate is really, it's a working model for education and engagement to build an engaged citizenry and climate literate citizenry, where they support climate resilience in our communities and where we also include all stakeholders in our project. And so really our design is very simple. We have two phases. In the first phase, we ask people to find and share their voice by answering the project questions: what is climate change all about and what's my role? In the second phase, we really try and broaden the conversation and get people trained through via climate leadership training, where we ask them to come and spend 1 to 2 hours a day or a full 2 days and listen to the science, talk about some of the solutions that are out there to adapt and mitigate to the effects of climate change, and also how to talk about the issue. And so really with the CLIO Project on Climate, we try to merge the efforts of everyone. And so take a minute and look at this list, and if you're not there, you should fit into one of those categories. And if you do feel that you don't fit one of those categories, just let us know, and we will include you, because we really think that by including all stakeholders and merging everyone's efforts together is really how we're going to move forward on the issue. And when we were designing the CLIO Project on Climate with our director's experience, she realized that there's one key ingredient common to program success. And she said, we need to promote, provoke, and celebrate engagement by everyone and by all our audiences. And so in the following slides, I will go through a little bit about how we do each of those, and hopefully you can see how you can draw some parallel into your program that you are either designing or already have launched in your communities. And so when we promote, we like to say that we give multiple access points. And to do so, we offer multiple engagement opportunities. As I mentioned before, you can answer the project question, you can come to a climate leadership training, or if you're not inclined or interested to do one of those, we give you opportunities to attend our science cafes or participate in a high school forum if you're still in school, or you come to a movie night. And we also have a communication contest. Currently, our youth task force is launching a Twitter campaign where we're asking for the best tweet on the science of climate change and also the best tweet on what your role is. And Emma,
I think there might be just a bit of a delay in the transition of the slides. There you go. It looks like it's just moved.
And so really what we like to say that really in engaging and in showcasing all of our participants, that this translates directly into accountability of our work and of the program in the community. And if you really think about that, we're creating ambassadors of not only for the issue, the broader issue of climate change, but also ambassadors of our work. And they are helping us tell our story. So really, I'm going to go through really quickly some of the opportunities that we have. This is a science cafe in town. We do science cafes. This is a science cafe where we brought four climate experts together and created an Ask the Climate Experts panel and asked everyone to, what are the burning questions or what taboos do they want to address about the issue? We also have a CLIA society where we bring together professional people and ask them to gather together and have it in a fun social way and talk about climate change. We also bring together volunteers and community partners to talk about the solutions and how we can move the issue forward and what are some of the major problems that need addressing. We also host our climate leadership trainings. And as you can see, we try to include not only young students, and we like to cater to K-grade and bring everyone to the same table. And so in keeping with our PPC, we also like to promote and give everyone a place at the table. In this panel discussion, you can see that we bring together teachers and elected officials and also young school children. And we also give them a chance to answer, what is climate change all about and what's my role? We also highly encourage collaboration and really bring people together and let them brainstorm how to either come up, in this picture they were coming up with a poem about climate change. And also keeping with our PPC, we're provoking using social media. We have a Facebook page, we have our Twitter. We also engage with people across all the social media platforms. And then we also use this to provoke people to answer our question, where we highlight one specific individual every Thursday on our website and quote them and invite others to answer the question. We also provoke healthy competition. We put up everyone that's participated in our project and answered the question, what is climate change all about and what's my role, and we highlight them on our website and list their names and their institutions and ask them to join teams. And then, in turn, once we have banks participating, banks are competing against each other. And it's kind of, it really provokes people to want to participate and want to engage and to stay engaged. We also let everyone know that they have a role. We have university professors and NOAA affiliates and also a same student who really take the time to answer and realize that they do have a role and that they do play, and that in turn their carbon footprint has a direct effect on the future. And with everything we do, we celebrate participants. Everything that everyone participates in, they get a certificate or a thank you email. And you really shouldn't underestimate the power of just saying, thank you, you did a great job. Thank you for being a part of this. And we also have a leadership circle where we induct people annually and ask them, and those are people that have helped us advance the cause. There's one of our certificates and, again, our participants showcase. And we also celebrate and applaud their efforts. If they make a video answering the project question, we put them on YouTube, and we highlight them and celebrate them weekly as well. We also celebrate our partners, our diverse community partners in our community, and our leadership and circle induction that we hold yearly. And with our program, we've often found that what we do is social learning. And we often find that it's very hard to measure, but there are things that you can do. And when you're implementing your program or moving forward with your program, and you may think that you don't have a measure, there's always something you can do. For example, we use surveys where we gauge how their participation in the issue, how they feel about it. We do a pre- and post-answer the question analysis where we look at how their answers have changed from the beginning of a training to the end of a training, and we also collect our feedback quotes. And also what's really, which we feel is very important, is that you need to share your program information and the success. And then in sharing is really where you're creating the accountability of your program and also getting your program out there and letting others be the ambassador and sharing their voice. So a couple of takeaways is that to build engagement in education, you have to do, you have to use PPC, promote, provoke, and celebrate. And you need to include all stakeholders. But you also need to realize that open-ended learning is hard to measure, but once you do, it's very meaningful. And our long-term goal is attracting and retaining diverse audience engagement. Thank you very much. And if any of you would like more, you can visit our website or my email and contact information is right there on the last slide. Thank you.
Thanks, Karina. That was a great presentation that I think really hit on some key ideas about how folks can think about their communication strategies. And for folks who may have participated in our call last week where we talked a lot about community-based social marketing strategies, I think the PPC system that Karina has described really meshes well with that in the sense of getting people to make commitments and celebrating those and recognizing folks that do participate in your programs. So some really great ideas there. And also the idea of creating accountability not only for the folks participating but on the program itself, you know, going back and sharing with your audiences what the program is accomplishing, I think are really great points. So thank you for that. So before we move on to our next presentation, we're going to pull up our next poll to see what stage, for folks on the line, what stage is your agency or organization at in educating and engaging your audiences? So are you, have you done any of the promoting, provoking, or celebrating that Karina described? So folks could please just take a second to put in their responses. That would be very helpful. Thank you. Great, I think we can go ahead and pull up the poll results. Great, so it looks like at least just about half of our folks that on the line have engaged in promotion and about a quarter have done all three. So it looks like this strategy and system for working with folks is really resonating with people. So thank you so much for providing that information.